health. Joining me to talk about that is Avril Lehman, who's a psychologist and leadership coach. Avril, morning. Welcome to the programme.
Hello, good morning.
Good to have you with me. What do you think is the impact of not being able to look forward to things at the moment? You know, we've heard Glastonbury cancelled, the Bond film is pushed back. Yesterday we heard on summer holidays, don't book unless you can get your money back on this. This drip, drip, drip of disappointment, what impact does it have?
Well, I think we've all, let's face it, we've all lost, you know, for a year, we've all lost. Some people have lost horrifically through, you know, people losing lives, being ill, but we've all lost opportunities, things we were planning to do. And I think that's a hard state to stay in, that you feel bereft and you feel the world is a bit mean, all of those things, while recognising the need to stay safe and protect others, etc. So I think it is important to find where we can get those tiny little lights, you know, in the distance that aren't hopefully express trains coming to get us, but are actually little grains of hope, because that's what's been a bit flattened for all of us. And I talk as a wild optimist, but I have to keep toning that one down, because in my optimism, I think I'll be doing things tomorrow. And I've had to make my sights a lot more longer term. But I think in our moods at the moment, it's quite difficult to do that, because we feel that a lot of sources of joy, fun, excitement have all just been shut down, and it's the same old every day. So we need to feel some way we're taking back control, but it maybe needs to be longer term. You know, in my family, all the women go off every year for Christmas markets trip, and we didn't do it last year. And we had a celebration of it, and we looked at all the photographs and all the memories. And it's one that I think we're beginning to put in our choices of where we'd like to go and plan for that, because by December, maybe we've all had vaccinations, maybe the world's a safer place. But we have to have hope and look forward to things.
We hear a lot of people saying at the moment, if only I knew when, ...
Yeah.
Are we kind of hardwired as people to have, you know, that short attention span where we need things coming up for us to look forward to psychologically to stay positive?
There's a whole lot written about anticipation and the fabulous aspects of anticipation. You know, if you suddenly could go on an exotic holiday tomorrow, it would be, trust me, it would be wonderful, I'd be coming too. But actually, it's lovely for us psychologically to have something to anticipate. And I think that's probably the state of mind we've had to park. But I think it is worth activating that again and thinking, not in a loss sense, but turning it into a more positive sense. I was talking to my sister the other day. She's been working in Africa, which was very safe, by the way, where she was. And then she came back and is in lockdown. She's a 45-minute drive away from me, and I can't get her, and we can't go for a walk in the forest. And it would be very easy to slide into misery about that. And this is, you might think, well, that's nothing very exciting. Oh, to see my sister would be very exciting. But she's up on my list, and we're beginning to say, well, where would we walk? And wouldn't it be nice if we could do that? And not just, oh, we haven't had the chance, but trying to turn it into our anticipation. And I'd advise people to start a list. And you don't have to confess to other people where they are on the list, but start with what are the smallest things, right up to which are the huge things that you're really looking forward to doing, because you will be doing them again. And spend this time anticipating. You know, I've had a terrible, I don't know what it is, I don't know whether it's my DNA calling to me or whether it's a desire for space. I just want to go to the Highlands. I don't care if it rains. You know, I'm a West of Scotland girl, I can cope with that. But for some reason, this has just emerged. Other people are saying the Maldives, and I'm thinking, oh, back to my ancestral roots in Sky, in the rain, yes. But, you know, who knows if I'll ever do it. But it's on that list because it's kind of going to come over the horizon as potentially achievable. But before that, I've got driving to see my brother half an hour away. So that list, have a look at it, cherish it. Think about how lucky you are that you have maybe the money in the bank that you didn't spend last year, if you've been sensible, is there for an even better holiday. Or looking at all of the things we might have taken for granted and just remembering to cherish them. Top, absolute top on my list is just giving my younger daughter a hug because it's been a year and I can't even see her at the moment. And when we start to think, rather than feel the loss, feel the joy of when that day comes. And I know I watched the inauguration and I was having high thoughts the other day, lots of high thoughts. But I was also thinking, oh God, the day when I can put on a really good girl coat, go somewhere important and hug people. I'm so looking forward to that. So it's an effort for us when every day is same old and feels like loss. This anticipation is tremendously important. It's so good for your mental health. So make plans, take back control. And yes, if you're actually spending money, make sure you can get it back. But I think one of the fascinating things was they predicted that people would be too scared to go away again. And actually, there's been this upsurge in people in their 50s and 60s booking holidays. Because they have hope that the vaccine's coming, they will be free again. And I'm sure they've made sure it's refundable. But I think we've got much more optimism going on, and that's carrying us through.
I like the idea. We're just about to talk about bucket lists, actually, Avril. I like the idea of sitting down and just making that list of all the things that you've got to, maybe the blessings that you can count right now, but all the things that you've got to look forward to as well.
And anticipate them and savor them. And if you want to go to Spain, start having tapas evenings where you make bits and pieces, so that you're anticipating, yeah, this is good, but it'll be so much better when we're in, I don't know, Mallorca or somewhere. But make it all anticipatory, reveling and celebrating, because we need to do that rather than just waiting till we can have the big street party of the year or whatever. Start anticipating and having fun with it now.
I don't want to go to the Maldives. I just want to sit in a pint and have a pub. A pub and have a pint, or have a cup of
I
coffee
know
and a
what you
slice of cake in a cafe or something like that. The
Absolutely.
small, do you get the sense that maybe people are moving away from those big ticket items because they just seem so far away at the moment to these small things in life?
I think it's one of the great, no, not great. It's one of the compensations for this whole thing is that we suddenly realize what we truly, truly cherish. And it's not necessarily the thing that costs thousands of pounds, and it's fine if it does, but actually that hugging my sister, my daughter, whoever, those are the things. And just doing that relaxed. And I know, I don't know about you, but if I'm watching any program on television, I'm constantly checking how close they are to each other. And I'm being jealous of that you can actually sit shoulder to shoulder with somebody and it's okay. And that day will come, and it may not be for quite a long time. So I'm trying not to get too excited about it. But that looking forward, and it's the whole, I mean, this blessings thing is very important because the majority of us are incredibly fortunate. And I think the majority of us are doing an absolutely brilliant job of keeping ourselves and other people safe. And we inveigh about the ones who are breaking the rules. But actually, I think the cause for celebration is how good the majority of us are and how amazingly well we've handled something that if you predicted over a year ago, here's what's going to happen, we're all run screaming saying, I can't cope with that. I'm a people person. You can't lock me up. And in fact, I think we need to just realize, even if we're having a down day, we're absolutely amazing at how we've coped with this unforeseen situation, and cherish that and look at how well we're doing, and then treat yourself to thinking about what will be the treats from the pub, from the pint, all the way through to the big celebrations, all those big birthdays that weren't celebrated properly last year. My
Oh,
goodness, we're going
yeah.
to have some parties.
All the weddings and all the rest of it. Avril, thanks so much for your time this morning.
My
Avril
pleasure.
Lehmann there, psychologist and leadership coach.